some of the things the scouts, the personnel guys told you throughout this whole process?
As far as what? Like, ability-wise and stuff? They like to know how I go down here. They like how I take on blocks. Some things, you know, they like some scouts, you know, like to see, my man-to-man coverage, you know, my technique on that. Just need to brush that up. And, as far as my pass coverage, you know, some of them were impressed at the seam ball. Because I'm smart, you know, physical, downhill, hard-nosed dog.
Denzel, how much would it mean you to be the first inside linebacker taken?
It mean a lot, man. It's something that I could say, you know, is one of my goals. When I first started playing football, obviously, you know, get to the NFL, you know, now I'm here. You know, like you said, you know, to be the first inside linebacker taken, I mean, that's a blessing.
You think you will be? Do you think you should be?
I don't know, man. I got to see what the results like.
It's
been good, man. I had at the senior bowl, I had a taste of, what these interviews would be like. And, now that I'm in, I'm pretty much comfortable.
You talked to the Dolphins?
Not yet. I probably have to meet with them tonight, actually. So. Yes, I'm going to do everything here.
What kind of stuff are they going to ask you besides football stuff?
I asked about my family background, about my daughter. That's what I did, honestly. Nah, like I said, being at the Senior Bowl, I got a taste for, what this would be like. I mean, at the Senior Bowl, it's pretty much the same thing. We had our tests, exams to do. And, after that, you're pretty much on the lobby. Guys put you left and right. One talk to you for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, setting up meetings with you the next day and the next morning, late night. So, had a taste for it.
Have you talked to any 3-4 teams, and did they like where you could fit them?
Yeah, I talked to the Eagles last night briefly with Coach Minton, the linebacker coach. And, we just sat down and talked about 3-4 defense. They pretty much running. The kind of same thing ran down at Miami, so it was pretty much second nature to me. Can't speak on the offensive standpoint, but defensive standpoint, man, the way our defense set up, one guy's not what they need to be, then it's a disaster. And we had that a lot going on, a lot of freelancing, and that pretty much caused us to lose on the defensive side. Man, I think they get back on the map after this year, man. Coach Dolan is doing a great job, getting guys in there who's pretty much going to get the job done.
How do you
I'm pretty much getting knocked for my height, probably, since I got to high school, getting recruited. So I say, my play, make up for my height. I mean, I don't play, like I'm 5'11", so. Like I said, I'm a smart guy. It was coming to coverage, like I said, I just need to brush up on my man-to-man coverage. And as far as pass coverage, I'm pretty decent with it.
Are you tired of the
hype
questions, or are you finding it funny?
I find it funny. I mean, I hear, probably the same questions, over and over again, so it doesn't bother me at all. My passion for the game, I would say, I think that happened, like just playing optimist football. I had an older brother, to play. Two older brothers I actually played, and I always wanted to be like them. So, I guess just over the years, you can say, I built a passion for it. And, I got a daughter, who I wake up to every morning. I just, pretty much fuse that passion. I can't hear what you say. I mean, just looking at the tape, man, say my name, you're going to get, like I said, physical, hard-nosed, downhill dog.
Your number in your school is very similar. I got to go.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to Ray Lewis? Has he given you any advice or feedback about this whole thing?
First time I ever talked to Ray Lewis was actually my freshman year. He came to speak to the team. And afterwards, he pulled me to the side and asked what number I had. I guess he already knew. So I told him I had 52. He told me he was going to be watching me. So, I pretty much just feel like I had, eyes over me, no matter what. And recently, when Under Armour came out, to speak to our school, he was out there. He just told me to get ready for this process.
You're obviously your own player. Any particular linebackers in the league that you look at and say, a similar game to
mine? I got a comparison to Chris Borland, who plays with the 49ers, and I watched his highlights. I say it's a pretty good comparison, but like you said, I'm an old man. So.
Is it just the height, or is it your style of play, too?
I say height. I mean, he a dog, too, but, I say my style of play a little different from his.
Can you tell us, you go through this process, planning for your future, trying to figure out what it means to you, knowing that you're doing this for
It means a lot. You know, like I said, man, that's everyday motivation, man. I just want to make sure, you know, that she's taken care of, don't want anything, nothing like that. I haven't talked to the Chiefs. I'll probably have a meeting with them tonight. Got like seven of them, so.
What do you need to show her? Obviously, you've got a lot of football, you've got a million tackles. You're filled with high speeds for self-support. What do you think you need to show
her? I would say my speed. You know, my speed was a question, you know, for a lot of scouts. A lot of scouts want to know that I can run. They want to see, you know, if I'm durable. See if, you know, if I'm good with my hips and my feet. So, show that in the drills. Yes, I mean, whether it's the Packers or any other team, you know, I feel like I come in and make it an impact right away.
Western State defensive lineman, Deion
Sanders. I mean, I wouldn't say, you know, I've been, you know, playing professional football all my life, but I mean, I've been playing football all my life, and, you know, I mean, I know it's, you know, a big transition from college, you know, to the NFL, but at the same time, you know, you pretty much put in the same work, you know, just more. I mean, I cover running backs in there, depending on who we play. You know, a lot of times, you know, the running back stayed, you know, in the backfield, so I just sat there and read the quarterback, or I went to go hug the running back. Yeah, I mean, I think I've answered that question probably like 10 times already, you know, about my man-to-man coverage. Like I said, man, this is something I need to brush up on.
How would you describe yourself as a leader?
As a leader, I'm a vocal leader, you know, but, you know, I won't say anything, you know, I won't say anything unless I have to, but, you know, I have to make sure, you know, I'm doing what I have to do first, you know, before I say anything.